And that is extremely important because at the end of the day, it will dictate every decision you make about your digital marketing strategy. It will dictate how your website's built. It will dictate what type of blog content you're creating. It will dictate exactly what social media sites you're going to be using, how often you're going to be using them, and why you're going to be using them. It will dictate what keywords you're going to build and put into your website. It will dictate your advertising copy. It literally dictates everything. So that's why this foundational part, again, before we get started, is so important. Because before you get started, you want to make sure that you're crystal clear on these two things, because they will dictate everything that you're doing from a digital marketing perspective.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CBNation.co, powered by Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your website design and digital marketing needs. You are now listening to chat number 56, Before We Get Started. Now, the reason this is called Before We Get Started is because these are things you want to try to keep in mind before you do any type of marketing or digital marketing with your business. Oftentimes, anytime we start something, we want to go ahead and put the website up. We want to go ahead and create the Facebook account and start tweeting and then start creating blog content. But again, the reason that this is called Before We Get Started is because you want to try to keep these things in mind before you start to execute on your marketing strategy, because this will help you determine and help you build your marketing strategy even before you get started. And I think two of the things that you really want to get really, really clear on are your target market and your goals. And the reason that that is so important is because depending on the type of company that you have, you might run it completely different from somebody directly across the street. So let me dig a little deeper on that. If you have a kickboxing studio and your competition, quote unquote, has a kickbox studio completely across the street, you two might run your business in completely different ways. And the reason for that is because you might have a different target market, you might have a different goal in mind. And what I'm going to do is try to illustrate that throughout this talk. But again, you just want to try to keep that in mind when you're starting to build your media company. And again, this is the second episode that focuses on how to build your media company that we're going to be going through throughout the year. But you want to try to keep that in mind, that your goal might be completely different from somebody else. And that is extremely important, because at the end of the day, it will dictate every decision you make about your digital marketing strategy. It will dictate how your website's built. It will dictate what type of blog content you're creating. It will dictate exactly what social media sites you're going to be using, how often you're going to be using them, and why you're going to be using them. It will dictate what keywords you're going to build and put into your website. It will dictate your advertising copy. It literally dictates everything. So that's why this foundational part, again, before we get started, is so important, because before you get started, you want to make sure that you're crystal clear on these two things, because they will dictate everything that you're doing from a digital marketing perspective. Now, again, those two things are first, your target market, and second, your goals. After that, I'm going to go into examples of what an avatar is. And then finally, I'm going to give you some examples of some specific goals. So if you're not really clear on what your goals are and what you're trying to do, again, you want to get crystal clear on that. You'll be able to kind of get an idea from some of the examples that I give you. So what is and who is your target market? So your target market is basically who you want to laser focus on. And you want to look at this as market research and something that's constantly evolving and constantly changing as you learn more and more about your target market. One of the best ways that I recommend doing, and one of the best exercises that I recommend doing and going through, is creating an avatar. And your avatar is even deeper than your target market. It's going to explain exactly who it is that you're targeting. And when I say who it is that you're targeting, I'm talking age, demographics, where they live, what types of things they like to do on the weekend. You want to drill down and get all that information very, very clear. Now, just to kind of give you an example, I often use my avatar as Carrie. And Carrie is a female entrepreneur or a male entrepreneur. It doesn't really matter because the characteristics are more what I'm focusing on. So Carrie is 40 years old, married, and a parent of two, and very, very active in his or her community. He is a healthy CEO. So what that basically means is he or she is in the health, sports, fitness, or wellness industry, meaning that they have a business within that industry, not just healthy, but actually owning a business within that industry. So you can think of somebody that owns a fitness studio. They might own a yoga studio. They might have a kid's sports company. They might be a psychiatrist, a dentist, a doctor. Anybody that's kind of within that specific industry is somebody that you want to focus on. Now, Carrie actually has a website and has had a website because she's been in business 3+ years. Now, he or she has a website but is not in love with their website developer, because they're not able to make updates and changes on the fly. They have a hard time kind of contacting and getting hold of their web developer, and they're not able to go through and make the updates themselves. Now, she's worked in her industry. She knows her industry front, back, side to side, up and down, and loves to talk and network with people, speak with people, very engaging. Like I mentioned, you know, very much so active in the community. Now, she wants to grow her business. And he or she has a team of people. So it's not just him or her running their business. It's a team of people. So they want to make sure to grow and support and continue to drive their business forward. And he or she is really, really passionate about their profession. And at the end of the day, what I've noticed from the Carries of the world is that they have a higher purpose. So usually there's some type of triple bottom line. So it's not just about driving home revenue. It's how can they make the world a better place by, you know, helping people relax through their yoga sessions, or maybe through the kickboxing, they're decreasing their weight or their waist size, and they're able to live a happier life and healthier life and spend more time with their family and be more energetic. Or maybe they're a chiropractor and they're able to help people release some type of pain. Or maybe someone is dealing with depression and they're able to come and provide services for them to not go into a worse place. Or maybe they're a church and they're providing some type of spiritual health. So those are just all different scenarios for Carrie. Now, what I want you to do is figure out who your Carrie is. Who is your avatar? And I just gave some bullet points on some of the things that I focus on with Carrie, but you want to understand that you're going to continue to develop that information. It's going to be constantly changing, and I really look at it as market research, because you're going to learn more and more about Carrie, because Carrie might like to get on Facebook at a certain period of time, or Carrie might not even want to get on Facebook. Maybe Carrie is purely a Snapchat person. So this is why, you know, you want to get really clear on that age, location, demographic, all that information, interests, characteristics, because you can create content for Carrie. And again, your Carrie is going to be completely different, might have a completely different name, but that's really who my avatar is. And the reason that I wanted to illustrate that to you is that so you would be able to develop that and understand how specific you can get about your target market. Now, one of the best ways that I've seen to actually develop your avatar is really to look at your existing clients. So if you've been in business and you understand that this was the absolute best client that I worked with. This was the absolute best client experience that I had. Try to drill down and figure out exactly why that is. Try to figure out exactly, you know, what made that experience so great. Was it the specific type of industry? Was it the specific age? Was it the fact that they had discretionary income? Was it the fact they didn't have discretionary income? You were able to come up with a custom product or a custom service for them. So you really want to drill down and get really, really clear. But I think the best way to do that is to look at your existing clients, because you can see that, hey, I really love my experience with this client and I really hated my experience with this other client. So I want to replicate and get more and duplicate that experience with more and more of those type of A client, so to speak, that you've worked with. So you really want to keep that in mind so that when you understand exactly who that person is and you develop that avatar from that person, essentially, you're going to be able to make that change and start to develop content and develop your media company that's focusing completely on that avatar. And that will allow you to attract and continue to attract that specific avatar and not to attract the person that you might have been attracting before. So you want to keep that in mind and keep that in mind that it's always an evolving process, because if you really think about it, Carrie, even though in my example is 40 years old, there was a time that Carrie was not on Facebook and maybe not even allowed to be on Facebook because it was just a college only platform. But now that has evolved and that has changed. So now Carrie is using Facebook. So those are the things that I'm going to talk in later chats about, where sometimes you can use social media specifically as a way because your target clients are there, but you can also use it as a way to be there before your competition gets there. So you can target Carrie on Facebook before other companies even think about Facebook, not because anybody's there, but you already see that Carrie's going to be on Facebook because her kids were on Facebook. So she wants to know what's going on with her kids. So it's thinking strategically about all those things. But again, that's why it's so important to constantly stay plugged into your target market and to keep in mind of all those things that you're doing. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about was some examples of goals. So whether it's Carrie or your avatar, once you have that really clear in mind, you have an idea of who that target market is and that ideal profile of a client that you want to work with and continue to bring in, you want to get really crystal clear on your goals. And there's five different ways and five different examples of goals that I can think of. And there's definitely a lot more, but you want to try to keep in mind, these are some examples of many of the things that you can do and you can kind of have at the forefront of building your business. Usually when people are trying to do any type of marketing, at the end of the day, they want to, generally speaking, generate leads and opportunities. And this might be something where you're just literally trying to get someone's email address and phone number so that you can follow up, or you can have your sales manager follow up, or you can have somebody from your sales team follow up. So often that's going to dictate an entirely different media company than it would if you're not looking for leads and opportunities. So keep in mind, these are a lot of people that have, they might have pop-ups or free offers, a free ebook, things like that, in order for people to generate and download something completely for free, but they're able to follow up at a later time, or they're even able to set up an automated tool where you're getting emails at a regular time so that you are more tied into the company and you want to eventually maybe buy that product or service. So definitely you want to try to keep that in mind as one of the examples. And it's usually the example that I see the absolute most, that people want to generate leads and opportunities. It might be an ebook. It might be the opportunity to be specifically where a person is looking for your product or service. So for example, if you're a plumber, maybe if you're ranking very, very well in your local market for busted pipe or I need a plumber, as far as that keyword search, maybe that's your opportunity. So it's a lead in and it's an opportunity, but it's not the same type of process where somebody's downloading an ebook and you have to follow up. It's on a very needed basis. Or maybe it's in a restaurant that you're thinking of trying to show up when people are looking for Thai food in your specific market. So you might type in Thai food in Alexandria, Virginia. If you're showing up in that very number one spot, then automatically people are going to go there and you're there from a need basis. But that, again, that's another way to generate leads and opportunities. Now, if you remember, I talked a little bit about a yoga studio. So there's two different yoga studios across the street. And one might have a completely big and huge focus on building an e-commerce business versus trying to drive memberships. And what makes that different, and that's going to dictate exactly how that marketing strategy goes. So for an e-commerce site, maybe you don't want to have to contact customers at all or to keep that very, very minimal. Maybe you only want to have customer service as a big part of the interaction. But you really want people to be able to go to the website, get what it is that they need. Maybe you have your prices on there. People can add it to a cart. They can check out without talking to anybody. They get it shipped directly to them. The only reason they would call is if you have some type of issue. So if you can kind of picture those two yoga studios across the street from each other, one has a 50% focus on building an e-commerce website and 50% on building their membership for people coming directly to their specific location. And that could be for a myriad of reasons. It might be the fact that they don't have a bit as big a storefront as the one across the street. So they don't have the opportunity to be able to have as many people there at the same time versus the yoga studio that's across the street that has a huge footprint. And they're able to bring on more and more memberships. So maybe instead of having a 50% focus on membership, maybe they're 80 or 90% and they're 10% of e-commerce. So the reason that I bring up that example is because those two scenarios, same exact businesses, are going to approach digital marketing from a completely different vantage point. One's going to focus heavily on making sure that they make it very, very easy for people to go to their website and be able to buy, maybe it's tchotchkes, maybe it's yoga towels or yoga mats, rather than be able to go there and just purely hear about memberships because they're limited in the amount of people that they can bring in. So maybe their price point is higher. Maybe they don't even put their prices on there because they want it to be a lot more exclusive. Whereas the yoga studio across the street that has the 80 or 90% focus on building membership, people coming in throughout the day, they're going to have on their website a complete focus on showing you exactly, you know, what the price point is, what the different options are, and making it easier for you to be able to go there and sign up. But at the same time, they might want you to call so that if you have any questions, you develop that rapport with them because they're going to be developing that relationship with you anyways when you come in on a regular basis. So again, those are two different scenarios where it's very, very important to kind of keep in mind what your goals are because that's going to dictate how your website's designed. It's also going to dictate, you know, what type of advertising, what type of search terms you're going to be focusing on because you have to drive in the right traffic for the right, you know, point in your business. So those are two different examples of goals. The next goal is going to be to drive traffic, and that's number three. And if you want to think about that, imagine that you don't have a yoga studio at all. You just want to practice yoga and you want to be an influencer or you want people to know all the things that they can do with yoga and you want them to follow you through your yoga experience. What you might do then is start a yoga blog. Maybe you start a YouTube channel attached to that, and maybe you create an Instagram account. And what you're trying to do there is not to have people sign up for memberships. You're simply trying to be the go-to person for anything yoga. So people that are just starting out and creating that yoga experience and dipping their toe in yoga, maybe you're the go-to person because you've shown exactly step by step your experience with yoga from learning the very first pose to now you being a full all out complete yogi. So for your site, maybe you're going to have a completely different outlook on your website, a completely different design. It's going to be purely, purely informational. And what your goal is maybe not to necessarily generate revenue from those people that are coming to the website. Maybe initially what you want to do is to represent or become an influencer to yoga brands. So your stream of revenue is actually going to be more focused on generating affiliate revenue, maybe advertising revenue from companies, and maybe you have a 10% focus on products that you've created on your site. So your design might be completely different because what you're trying to do is drive people from the information that you're providing. How to do a child pose. You have a YouTube video. You have people that can follow you very easily on Instagram. Again, it's an entirely different focus, very similar type of company and experience. But because of the scenario, because this person does not actually have the storefront, but they just have a pure interest in being a yogi and studying yoga, that they have an entirely different revenue stream. And tied into that, maybe you also have another person that wants to focus on authority positioning, but their entire focus is not to necessarily be representative or represent different companies or brands. Maybe it's purely to lift up their authority positioning. And maybe what they're trying to do, and this fourth person is trying to basically get hired by corporate companies and businesses to teach yoga classes to the employees to create a better experience for the employees in order to increase retention for the employers and create that community feel within the company. So their website is going to be completely different. Their idea of traffic is not huge because what they want to do is show the improvements that they've had with other companies that they've worked with. So maybe there's a lot of case studies on the website. Maybe they don't have their prices anywhere on their website because they want you to call them so that they can come in and implement a very specific focused class or workshop or training for that employer's employees. So again, those are just four different examples of companies and people that have very similar businesses, but approach it from a very different vantage point. And the reason that that is important is, again, because it will direct everything that you're doing from a digital marketing perspective. Now, keep in mind, you don't have to pick one specific thing and then you can't do anything else. It might be a hybrid of each and every one of those things. But you want to try to keep in mind, and usually what I say is when you're building a business, understanding like what the market needs and how you're able to provide it and what percentage of your business is going to be focused on that. So if you decided to do a hybrid of all these four different examples that I talked about, you want to understand like what is going to be your revenue generator? What is going to be the one thing that is going to help you to build the foundation of your business? Maybe if you have the storefront and the space, it's going to be driving memberships. And then maybe from the memberships, you drive into an e-commerce store. And from the e-commerce store, you drive into creating a blog. And then from the blog and the e-commerce store and all these things, you're building, and you want to start to build your authority because you're the owner of this, you built this, you're the guru for that. And these are things that take years and sometimes a lot of time to develop, but you want to start thinking strategically about your goals and how to execute your goals. But keep in mind, you know, what your main focus is going to be and what you're laser focused on, because at the end of the day, even the big, huge companies have limited resources, and that's time and that's money. So you want to try to keep that in mind when you're developing that. So that's it for this specific chat. You want to try to keep in mind again that you focus on your target market and you focus on your goals. And it's very, 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 very important because that's going to direct everything you do and learn about in these next upcoming chats. So if you have to, make sure to come back here and listen to this over and over again, and make sure that you're constantly evolving and creating that avatar and refining your goals so that you're able to kind of be successful and that you can measure success for yourself, not for some outside entity. But that's it. This is Gresh signing out, and I'll definitely see you next week for an interview, and you'll hear more on the You Are a Media Company chat.